Merriam-Webster defines chaos as complete disorder and confusion. If you'd like me to use that in a sentence, snow caused chaos in the region. Or in regards to hockey, 3-on-3 overtime causes chaos, causes coaches' hair to turn gray, makes them pull their hair out, and makes us sit at the edge of our seat.
Guys, it's just chaotic. You can't practice because the other team has something to say about it. And then when you're doing it in practice, if you lose, and it's not a big deal. It's just hard. There's just certain attributes you have to have, and there's certain tactically, there's certain things you just have to do in a 3-on-3. That's the biggest thing, and if you adhere to those, and it just is what it is. And then you just got to let. Then you got to make a play. There's always going to be a couple times in the 3-on-3, both teams, they got to make a play.
Last night's overtime, as we've seen 5 times already this year, led to complete chaos. The Beavers' overtime record headed into last Saturday's game against Minnesota State Mankato wasn't that good. After last night, the Beavers have a winning record in overtime, picking up their 2nd straight overtime win. The Beavers never would have gotten to overtime had Brendan Harris not scored one of the best goals I've ever seen in this job.
Harris coming in 1-on-2. Harris comes in, got around his man, comes in on the forehand, the back hit, scores! Oh my, what a shot by Brendan Harris! 1-0 Beavs, a shorthanded goal, 13:01 left in the first.
That's a highlight reel goal. I mean, you will not see a better play. Split the two defenders, makes a pretty move and a heck of a backhand shot, and the Beavers score shorthanded to take the lead.
Lake Superior would tie down the stretch, more chaos. Both teams defend so well. Any chance of offense, hard to come by. And then about a minute into overtime, Bemidji State should have lost the game. 10 seconds later, they won the game.
Tapped around by the Beavers. Viet gets it back. Viet, high slot shot off the glove of Driscoll. Rebound down low. Lifting the stick was Elias Rosen. Ashton Kohler was standing on the doorstep, and Rosen just lifted his stick up. And the puck went sliding right past him.
It's a game-saving lifting of the stick because Calder was just going to slide it in the empty net.
Rosen launches one ahead, picked up by Alex Iarullo, top of the right circle, sliding down. Iarullo back door, they score! Tyler Kirkup! 1:10 into overtime. Nifty pass back up the slot, and Kirkup buries it.
Nice long pass that set that up to make it a 2-on-1, and Iarullo played it perfectly. Drew the defenseman, he went down, he skated around him, then put it out in the slot to Kirkup, who nonchalantly puts it in the back of the net.
The Beavers are still trying to climb up into home ice for the playoffs. They need every point they can get. 3 points last night would have been great. 2 better than 1. 2 certainly better than none. To some, 3-on-3 overtime is edge-of-your-seat excitement. Chaos. To others, it's a gimmick. 3 more points tonight, the Beavers would jump into a tie for 3rd place with Lake State. 3 points tonight puts the Beavers in the driver's seat this weekend to clinch home ice. But this weekend, even though it's only a couple of days away, still very far away. 60 minutes of beautiful, sometime chaotic hockey is next. Our pregame continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Beautiful game.